What are you guys doing here?
What are you doing here? Wait, are you doing a podcast right now?
Welcome to the Rob and Holly Show podcast.
Hi, Al.
Hi, Al.
You guys have the best hair.
Thank you. Are very sweet. I don't know what's going on with this. There's a piece I don't like. Anyway, hi.
I love it. Hi.
We love you. Listen, we are such huge fans. We've become obsessed with you. We have not stalked you or anything like that. So it is a healthy fanness that we are feeling for you. Just
I'll take it.
FYI. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you feel just that so when someone that's the first thing someone says to you, you're like, well, actually you probably are a little crazy.
No, but that usually means that like when it's like light stalking always means like major stalking.
Right. So that's what's going on.
Well, I mean, that's part of our job. I mean, I feel we did the duty to do. I was doing research, Al. I wasn't stalking.
Oh, good.
I was doing research. I know.
It's important.
I feel like it is one of the things. I mean, we're going to talk about your new music in a second. But I saw on your Instagram. So I have a little one. He just turned 5. Rob has almost 3-year-old, and I saw that. I'm like, you teased us with like, could I put out a children's album? And I was like, yes. Would that ever happen? Is that like a thing? Could maybe?
You know, honestly, it's like I'm getting asked more about a kid's album than a country album lately. So, no.
Well, we want to talk about the country music, but when I saw that, I was like, and you had this like cutest little bear song. I was like, oh my God, like that would be wonderful too. Like you're good at anything, really.
Oh, I feel like. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I mean, I feel like when I was trying to look for music for my son, I struggle sitting. I like get anxious listening to stuff that I don't like. I don't know if that means I'm like just a music snob or if I'm just really sensitive, but I just couldn't find a lot that I enjoyed. So I just started making up stuff for him. And I was like,
okay,
well, you know, like with most things in my life, if I like it, maybe somebody else will like it. So I started putting it out and I love the whole, you know, parent community online. And I get a lot of people who are like, I'm not a parent, but I'd listen to this. So yeah, I just make music. I'm just going to always put out all kinds of music for the rest of my life.
We saw you at CRS, which is, if anyone doesn't know, it's the Country Radio Seminar, which is like radio. And on stage, I thought this was really interesting. It just kind of goes to like what you're talking about. You were saying something like about your music, like, I don't know what genre I'm in right now, but like I'm enjoying country. Can you tell us elaborate on that, because we feel like you're country, but how are you feeling? How do you feel?
You know, anytime anyone has ever asked me my whole entire career, it's like, what kind of music do you make? I've never really been able to say what it is. And that's what was kind of cool about the evolution of pop from early 2000s to like where pop is now, which is like such an open genre. I couldn't ever figure it out, but now I actually am very comfortable and very confident in saying I'm making country music now. And I didn't realize, I mean, all of the things that like make me, which is like this sort of like almost Southern, I'm not Southern, but I am country and my family is country, but I have this like Southern soulful bluesy kind of thing, which kind of lends great to what I'm doing and the country music that I'm making right now. And I've never felt like I've been as genuine or that I've ever made music that is more me than the stuff that I'm making right now. So it gets me really excited. And I never really felt like I had found home until I started to kind of continue to be in this country world. And I feel so accepted, so welcomed, like seat at the table, like all of it. And that's how I want to feel. That's where I want to be. And so I'm just going to continue to, it's not even like I'm setting out to like make, okay, how do we make this sound country? I'm just making music that is coming out and it happens to be coming out country. And it's really fun and very me. And that's really a cool thing.
I think that's the way to do it. You know, you're doing your own thing and it is what it is. And it just so happens that It's country. So now we get to chat with you. And you also said, I thought this was interesting. That
I was gonna bring
You said country is more rock and roll than rock and roll is. Tell me an example of why you feel that way.
I don't want to say that like I was a jerk in my 20s, but I definitely had like not a chip, but like a brick on my shoulder. And I'm a very hardcore, extreme person. So everything I do to like the maximum level, whether it's tour or party or drink or play music or a dress, all of it is like very extreme. And I always felt like rock and roll wasn't like, I mean, the all technically alternative and like the rock world, which is what I felt like I had to fight so hard to be in. And it was so like this, like snooty. And everybody was drinking green juices and all that stuff. And I was like, man, I got into rock and roll because I thought this was supposed to be fun and everything and all like the hair metal that I grew up in, like AC/DC. I was like, this is supposed to be cool and fun and rock and roll and backstage. And nobody was very nice and nobody accepted me. And then Dirks was like, opened up this glittery, shiny rhinestone world. And I was, the first thing is like, you want a shot? And I'm like, yes, I do want a shot. Thank you. I'll have another. And it's just, I like to have fun. My whole like motto on life from Spinal Tap is have a good time all the time. And ever since I have kind of tripped and fell into country, it has been so joyful and so fun, but also so loving and so wonderful. And people are happy in country music, and that's where I want to be in my life. I want to be putting out music that is true to me, that makes me feel excited, that people, you know, also relate to. And I just, once I saw the country world, and I just wanted to be a part of it, and I felt very accepted, and I still feel very accepted. And it's been such a life-changing thing, and you guys can't kick me out, not if you try.
Oh, we would try. But you mentioned Dirks.
We're hugging you closer.
Yeah. You mentioned Dirks. I didn't realize that was Different for Girls was like 2016, right?
Yeah, but I'm old now.
Well, I mean, I just felt like did you feel like it took a long time to get where you are from looking back on like that being one of your first country experiences to now? I mean, it's only 6 years.
That could seem like a
long time, or it could not. It depends on your...
Well, it's perception. Funny because X's and O's is like an oldie now. We do X's and O's is like fourth or fifth on the set list now. So it's like, that's old school now. So it's really crazy that felt so long ago. And wow, 6 years that I've been kind of just sticking around, hanging around, staying in these country rooms, and still kind of being on country tours. And it happened very naturally and very genuinely that it feels so right, you know, if that makes sense. It's crazy to think that it was 6 years, but I feel like that's the only way that it could have worked. And also I had to get all this other stuff out of my system, all this stuff that I felt like I had so much to prove. And until I really could just be super comfortable to just be myself and put out music that I believed in and that made me feel a certain way. And I don't know, life has just opened up so much. And I feel like I owe so much of that to country fans and the country world. And I don't know, it's just been very incredible.
Do you feel like you're an old soul?
I definitely feel old. I don't know if it's the soul thing, but yeah. I do feel that kind of old soul thing. It's interesting because I don't know if it's because I grew up around this industry or around entertainment, but you just grow up really, really fast. And I never felt like I fit in with kids. I don't know if I just like saw a lot before other people or, I mean, I wanted to be with adults. That's why I wanted to be in bars and on stage and performing. I just always felt like I was older than myself. And I don't know if it's that I felt I was older or that I just wanted to to be there. And I just felt like I had something to do. But yeah, it's definitely been nice to kind of slow down. And I've done enough in my 20s that I can enjoy things now. I don't feel like I have anything to prove anymore. And I feel like I can just be myself and I can enjoy what the world has to offer me now.
Did you have brothers and sisters growing up, or were you an only child?
It's interesting because I lived with my mom and I have an older brother with, you know, I grew up a younger sibling. And then with my dad, I was the youngest in the whole family, but he was always busy. So I spent a lot of time with my uncle and they had three daughters. So I was always like the youngest, kind of like the last to be thought of anything. But now my dad has two young kids. So it's weird. My family is not conventional in any way. And I mean, it's interesting because now my son is going to grow up with my dad's young kids. And it's just, I don't know, it's family is a very big definition for me personally. But yeah, I was always the baby until my dad had kids.
Yeah.
I think it's very 2022. Like that's everybody's family is just different now. There's no like conventional family
or traditional.
I don't, yeah, I don't it think or traditional or however.
Yeah. What is normal at this point, anyways?
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Well, because I hate using that word normal, because I feel like it's normal to you growing up. Like that's what your normal is not the same as my normal. Okay. Wait, let's talk about the new song though. Out Yonder. I want to make sure we get that. I want to talk about that.
Okay.
Tell us about the song. Where were you? What were you thinking? What were you drinking when the song came about?
Okay. Well, I was, it's kind of a backstory of this. So I was very, very pregnant and I had no idea that Drunk was going to do what it did. Okay. So I wanted to set time up for myself after I had the baby. I knew that things were opening up and the world was kind of going to find the new normal, whatever that word means. Right.
Yeah.
And so I am signed to RCA. I make pop and rock music. So I said, let me make a full record while I'm pregnant. Okay. Drunk started to do, I made a whole record with Greg Kirsten and a songwriter named Mozella. It's amazing. One of like the best records I'd ever made. And then Drunk started to kind of get successful. So I signed with a second label, Sony Nashville, which is country music. And the whole thing about country is like, we don't want to support you if this is like a one and done thing. So it was a very interesting experience for me because they said, well, why should we support, like, what are you going to follow up with Drunk? And I was like, oh, okay. Cause pop is very like single driven, very, very different than country music. And so they said, well, what are you going to follow it up with? Like, you're going to have to make more country music. And I was like, twist my arm. Okay. I mean, like, sure. Great. Kept doing better. So we started to make this an EP and I just had the baby. I didn't have time in all honesty, I didn't have full energy to like devote in the way that I need to create. And I said, well, I mean, what is Nashville? Nashville's full of songwriters. I said, send me songs. So they started to send me some songs and I had some stuff that I had written and I knew that I would write, but we had to just start making stuff. And all the songs written for women were not me in any way. And I said, okay, let's shift. Send me songs written for men. So they started to send songs to me. And this one song came and written by a 22-year-old young girl who, and now we have written a bunch of stuff together. And it was Out Yonder. And I was like, oh my gosh, is this how people feel? It's like when you hear a song first, I wish I wrote it. Second, I felt like it was written for me. And I just connected so well with it that it's one of our, it's out and we've been, it's one of our favorite songs. Out Yonder and Drunk are our favorite songs to do in the set that we've been touring with. And so it's just been a really cool experience of like, I used to put so much pressure on myself to control every aspect of it. And what country has done for me has, it's just taken that off and has allowed me to enjoy songs that come my way that in the end, if you think about it, are meant for me. If you think about it in the right way, you know, exactly. And so yeah. I heard Out Yonder and I said, dang, I wish I wrote that. And then I said, get me the people who wrote that song. And they took a tour bus and they came on the road with me and we wrote like 6 songs in 2 days on a tour bus. And it's just been so amazing. And so like how that opened up my world in such a crazy way. And it's so fun to sing. It's so perfect for how I think a lot of people can feel as we all just like get back into the world, like especially what's been going on recently with everything. It's like, leave it at home. Don't bring it around me. I'm out to celebrate. If I leave my baby, if I leave my family at home and I'm out, I want no hiccups. I want to have fun. I want to enjoy myself. Ain't nobody got time for that. And I feel like Out Yonder is just so that.
Yeah.
And it is so fun. And it's such a, just a, like a rowdy song that is me, you know? So.
And how cool for the songwriters to get invited on the road with you and write more songs. And we hear a lot from artists who cut other outside songs, right? And it's just another thing to add to like that whole country community and family, because you're propping all these other people up. It's really cool to hear that.
It was very interesting because like when I heard that she was 22 years old and then I met her and she was like, when I would do like rounds and stuff, I would sing X's and O's. And so it was really interesting to be so, real, recognized real, you know what I'm saying? And so to see someone who has so much more confidence and ability at 22 that I wish that I could have had at 22, to see that and to celebrate that. And, you know, she's going to be a massive star in a few years. And I was like, just give me all your good ideas before you blow up. That's all I would say.
Is she the one that did that you did Worth a Shot with, or can you tell us that song?
No, Worth a Shot was written by Ross Copperman and maybe, this is really bad. I should have all this stuff written down. I should have all this stuff.
I should have asked. I'm sorry.
No.
It's okay.
We've already performed it and everything. People know about
it. Yeah, I like it.
I like it too.
I wanted to make sure I asked about it. Yeah, I'm like, I like
Worth
it.
Worth a Shot came about. I flew to Nashville and I was doing, we were supposed to do like 3 songs for the EP. We ended up cutting five songs in 1 day. And after the 4th song, they asked me who I wanted to produce my country stuff. And I was like, Ross Copperman. he's a friend of mine and I feel comfortable. And he's also like a superstar in his own right, songwriter, producer, everything. And he was like, you know what? I have this one song that Dirks ended up not cutting it. And I said, well, let me hear it. And we recorded it in 1 day. And it was another one of those things. It's like, do you think Dirks would want to sing on it? Mm-hmm. So like, you got to text him. You got to text and ask. That's how you get things done here. You have to be honest and genuine and you have to ask from your heart. And if they say no, they say no, you know? I just never want to be like a taker. I would rather have someone as a friend, you know, and I care so much about that. But if they do lend their energy and their time to, you know, a song that I'm putting out into the world, it just means so much to me. And Dirks is so sweet and he just has the best voice. I mean, beyond the fact that he's handsome and kind and loving and caring and talented, his voice is so good. And I do think that we sound really great together. And I texted him like, hey, can I have this song? Okay, great. Also, will you sing on it with me? And he said yes. And we even raised it and he sang it in a higher key. And he's just the coolest and the best. And I feel like my blessings are so bountiful. I don't even know how to count them. And I just hope people like the music that I'm making, the music that has been so graciously sent my way that I feel like we're meant for me to release and meant for me to sing. And through this, you know, through songs being sent to me, I have now, you know, made these relationships with these incredible songwriters and producers that I am now able to create with and work with that help bring out the best and most genuine music from me that gets me so pumped and so just feeling like this is the best music I've ever made. And so me, and it's just really, really cool. And it's been, like I said, I'll do it till it's not fun anymore. And this is the most fun, and it hasn't stopped being fun. So,
well, we could tell you're super happy. We are very happy for you. And thank you so much for taking some time to chat with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Of course.
Thank you. We're such fans. So we can't wait to see you back on the road soon. So me and Rob absolutely love you. So thank you so much, Al. And thank you for taking over our show. We appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me. And I'm really glad that you guys, you like the new music. So thank you for any support. And I'm glad you like the two next songs, because we're going to put them out.
Those are going to be it. Yeah.
Let's do it. All right. Love it. We'll see you soon. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Rob and Holly Show podcast. Follow us at Rob and Holly Show and listen weeknights on Odyssey Country and the free Odyssey app. AUDACY.